Welcome to episode 932 of Love Serve Care, and we're going to wrap up this three-part series of the importance of being important right here, right now, today. And what I want to share with you is this final thought about being important, or this idea, this need, this craving, this desire, is also to recognize that it's okay. And I want you to understand that I'm not bashing it. I'm not knocking it, right? We talked about it yesterday, where we look at where it's coming from. What's the intention? What's the commitment to excellence as a result of being important? Is it to show people how great you are and cover up something? Is it to cover up an insecurity, to cover up a flaw? If people like you, then they won't challenge you in this aspect. Right, that was a big part of my operating software for a long time. If people like me, if people think I'm funny, if people think I'm happy all the time, then they won't get to know the real me. So I'm going to make this thing more important than how I actually feel. So regardless if I'm feeling down, regardless if I'm having a terrible day, a rough moment, smiles up, right? Wheels up, the show must go on. It's all good. And for this episode, for this context, what I want to share with you is that sometimes you got to just know how important you are. And that's got to ooze out from you, right? It's got to pour out. It's got to be radiated. Because sometimes people can be cruel. Sometimes people can be mean. And you got to remind people, right? Like Roy Jones Jr. once said, y'all must have forgot. Well, help them remember. And that's where you get to come from. You get to stand in a powerful stance for yourself of, I know who I am. I know what I do. I know what I stand for. I know what I'm capable of. I don't need you to acknowledge me. I don't need you to validate me. So the importance of it gets reduced, right? It sounds counterintuitive. If I don't want to call it bragging, because it's bragging if it's true, but if I'm sharing who I am, if I'm telling people, if I'm communicating that, if I'm creating that type of listening for other people, that makes it a lot easier for me not to get hung up on, well, what do they think and what's going on and are they going to judge and all these stories that we tell, all this game that we play that you can never win. That winning formula of I'm not important, this winning formula of I need to do this in order to, it stifles us. It gets in the way of the real growth, of the real transformation. So when you're thinking about being important, once again, the question is, where is it coming from? Are you coming from it from a place of sharing, of expressing, or being impressive? Choice is yours. Remember, you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future. You control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.